B-Pod Studios.
Hey, before we do the laundry, I had a guest over for the weekend, and talking about laundry, she lives alone, so she sleeps on one side of the bed for a week and then flips to the other side for the next week, so she doesn't have to do her laundry every week in her bed.
Are you serious?
Genius or what?
Brilliant.
Genius or kooky?
You know what? No, if you live alone, no one's going to say anything if you don't change your sheets for a while.
No, but, you know, she wants to.
Oh.
But I think it's pretty genius,
weird.
Right? Is it weird or wonderful? It's weird. Okay.
All right. Anyway, I have got, well, Voice of an Angel can really sing anything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to play something for you by
J.G.
J.G. Voice of an Angel, Josh
Groban. We're not Jay Giles.
Nope. No. Okay. We also have some George Clooney information and a Netflix documentary you want to watch first. But I want to give a shout out to my sister-in-law, Carrie Hyland, who ran a great campaign for school committee in Canton. Not the result we wanted this morning, but kudos for getting in the ring. And it reminds me of a Reese Witherspoon quote, which is apropos for Dirty Laundry. What would happen if we all were brave enough to be a little bit more ambitious? I think the world would change. So it's really great that people look at like their towns and say, I want to get involved. And, you know, it's just, it's very admirable. So congrats.
She was it school board?
School committee.
Kids and school.
All that stuff.
That's too bad.
Yeah, but
hey,
you know what?
She got her beak wet.
That's right.
Right?
She next time.
Another shot at it.
All right. Hey. But
not that she has a beak.
I mean,
I know what you mean.
I know. I just, yes. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
George Clooney is in Worcester filming the Tender Bar. He has been very sweet to everybody, kind of saying hi to the crowd, saying, I wish I could shake your hand and take pictures. He's taken a couple of selfies with masks. He's been very kind. They've been filming at the Commerce High School, pretending it's a DCF facility. They've been in Fitchburg on Maverick Street. It's kind of been a fun little distraction for people out in the western part of the state.
People say George is nice.
George is nice.
We got to call my friend Ann.
Ann who?
At the Crow's Nest.
Oh, yes, that's right. When he did
Gloucester.
The Perfect Storm, which was how long
ago? She said
ago?
He was
long
a delight, 2000.
Oh, God, 20 years ago.
Yeah, at least.
And he's still a delight.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Mm-hmm. If you were looking for something to watch on Netflix this week, watch This Is a Robbery. It's a Netflix documentary series about the Gardner heist, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
Yeah.
It's local. It's great. Now, that happened in 1990.
Yes.
And they've still been missing, but it's just, it's such an intriguing
somewhere
tale. I know.
Yeah.
And finally, Josh Groban, who I really like because Dave Falcone insists that he can sing better than Josh Groban.
Okay.
Although he's testing it, though, because Josh sang a 3-minute song about bush beans.
Ooh.
And it's not bad. I'm not going to play 3 minutes. I'm going to play you 35 seconds.
All
here
right.
You go.
Now, if I could take me back in time, I'd sing the bearded boy this song. Tears of beans.
There you go. It's about beans. Voice.
Is he saying
of an angel.
I dream of beans?
Yeah, I think something like that. Yeah, dream of beans.
Okay.
Who doesn't really?
Dreams.
I mean, a baked bean is really.
Saturday night.
It's an elevated bean.
I'm not a bush bean person.
You aren't?
No.
What are you?
B&M.
B&M.
Maine, Portland.
Where's Bush? Maine.
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I'm going to have to be a B&M too.
You better be B&M. Don't come in the studio with any bush beans.
All right. I'm guaranteed. I'm mad I even played that stupid song.
Don't bring any beans in at all.
Okay,
FYI. Need gallons of Fabuloso to make it smell better.
Don't take me there.
Yeah.
Yeah, B&M Beans, Portland, Maine. Remember Bob Marley's doing his joke about the guy whose one job was to put in that one little piece of pork in the can?
Hey, I love
that bit.
And oh, really?
You ever heard Bob Marley's bit about pork and beans?
No.
Oh, we got to find it. It is hilarious.
All righty.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
You had one job.
I'll play
job.
That instead of Josh.
Thank you.
Okay.
You had one job with that little piece of pork in the can.
I always look like a tip of a finger to me.
It might be. All right. 6:47. Here's Dexy's Midnight Runners. It's going to be nice. 57 today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.